It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
Welcome back, and thank you very much for sticking around. Now we're asking a pastor, and our question for today is what we'll be asking the pastor about. And I want you to remember, beloved, that these questions are questions that come from you, the listener. And if you're one of those listeners who has your own confounding question, this is your chance, this is your opportunity to come and have the pastor answer your question. We do have a pastor who has been assigned, or pastors, a list of pastors who have been assigned to come and answer your question. And today is such a day where the pastor is going to be answering your question. Pastor who is joining us today and for the rest of the week is Joseph Kalimwe. Pastor Kalimwe, good afternoon to you. Welcome, and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us. Pastor Kalimwe, can you hear me?
Yes, I get you now.
Ah, now I hear you as well. Our question for today, Pastor, is how do Christians respond to the argument that the concept of God is a psychological and sociocultural construct rather than an objective reality?
Well, this question is interesting. It's very good. We enjoy and we'll see the conclusion.
Okay.
Yes, but to an African mind, the concept of God is everything. An African mind feels that God is in all activities, from date to business, everything is influenced by religion. However, in the Western and Far Eastern culture, some certain people feels, or may be tempted to feel, religion is culture centered and maybe more of cultural appropriation or psychological concept. Now, when we talk about a concept, is an understanding retained in the mind from experience, reasoning, or imagination, something that you imagine or something that you have an experience, then you bring together the data, you form the concept. Now that's why we have the concept, like the social cultural theory. Now this is the theory that deals with the importance of culture and society in developing and shaping individuals. It demonstrates how friends, parents, and others in society develop people's cognitive learning and social cultural functions. I love sociology personally. I did it, and it's good. And we have another, again, a concept of psychological concept, a set of idea that can explain certain aspects of human thoughts, behavior, and emotions. There are five actually different psychological concepts. There are biological, psychodynamic, behavioral, cognitive, and humanistic. All these are concepts. But these concepts I've talked about, they are limited to the universe and to a mankind. But when we talk about the concept of God, or when we talk about belief now, is a mental acceptance to a certain truth, especially in God. And this is a strong truth. We believe that there is God. So it's not like a theory that we make. It's not like a concept that a human being wakes up and makes a theory. We believe in reality. We believe in God. But how do we believe in God? Are they is a fact or a truth or an evidence? You know, most of the times, actually, let me say, the all sake of Christianity, we base our faith and belief upon biblical evidence, not psychological or social cultural evidence. In fact, we believe that God is the source of social, cultural, and psychological evidence. He is the source, because we believe that he's the one who created the universe and everything in the universe. He is the source and is behind what we are seeing. So let me talk about before the entrance of sin. God communicated with a human being direct, face to face, contact and personal fellowship. Now, since we base our argument in the Bible biblically, the Bible says in the beginning, God was communicating to a human being face to face. Adam saw God and he talked to him. So meaning it is not something that Adam made or brought together or a data he collected about God, but he talked to him face to face. And that is the reality, objective reality. And with the advent of sin, this relationship was ruptured and man was alienated from his maker. Now, to bridge this separating gap, God employed many ways of communication. We find in Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1. Let us talk about inspiration, because we cannot talk about the objective reality of God without talking about inspiration. Now, inspiration, we believe that...
Sorry, Mfundis, you said you can't talk about the objective reality of God without talking about what?
Without talking about how we received the Bible.
Or inspiration.
Inspiration.
Okay,
yes.
Okay. All right, go ahead, sir.
Yes. Now, this is a process by which God enables a man or a woman of his special choosing both to receive and communicate accurately, adequately, reliable God's message to his people. Now, this we find it in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, where the Bible says, all scripture is given by the inspiration of God. Now, we find it in Greek, very interesting, where the Greek word puts it in two ways. The first one is theos, God, and the second one, pneuma, breath. Then in another way, Paul is saying, all scripture, I, God, breathed. So it's something, these are words that come direct from God to a prophet. Literally, the prophets were not breathing when he is in the vision. But God, he was the one doing that part. Putting words, putting ideas and everything about himself, his revelation in the mind of a prophet. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 21 says, the holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. And in a Greek word, it's to carry a load. It means to move. In another way, they were moved by the divine power. Let me bring it down. God has revealed himself in many ways, like what I said last time, in nature. But that was nature. It doesn't give us the all revelation of God. There is more to nature, that is supernatural revelation that transcends nature itself. Jeremiah 1 verse 9 says, then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said unto me, behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. Jeremiah confirms that it is God who had put words in the mouth of Isaiah.
I need
to
you to
communicate
help,
to the people.
I need you to help me understand these few concepts, Mfundisi, that are in this question. This question says the concept of God is generally deemed to be some psychological or sociocultural construct.
Concept, yes.
And it is generally posited as not being an objective reality. Now, it being an objective reality simply means it does not depend on anything else.
Yes.
But now, in your explanation appears to depend on the scriptures. which are now be the very bone of contention. If we're trying to answer this question, we cannot be using scripture, because scripture is allegedly, according to the very same verse you have shared with us now, God breathed. Paul writing to the young Timothy, he brings the subjective view that he already believes in a God, and it is that God that has breathed the knowledge into these writers. If that is the scripture that you also acknowledge, then therefore scriptures cannot be part of our answer to answer somebody who does not believe in a God. You have to believe in a God to believe that the scripture is God-breathed. Does it follow, Pastor? So the person is asking a question that requires you to prove God without using this scripture. Because if you're going to use the scripture, you have lost the person, because the person doesn't believe there's a God. According to this person who's asking this question, this is a social construct. It's just some psychological tool used to control people. So please, when you respond to somebody who has already told you that they don't believe in your God. Prove to him that your God is not just some psychological tool of the powerful to subjugate the weak. It's not just some social construct to tame poor people.
Okay, I think last time when we talked about the existence of God, I emphasized so much on nature. And I posed a question: where our ancestors believed in this God before there was a scripture? They were using nature, and by just asking questions like how this nature was created, who created the sun, who created the moon? Just from there, they started finding out and knowing that there is someone beyond the universe. Now, to talk about God, we cannot prove God without the Bible, because the Bible is where there is all revelation of this God. Now, that's where there lies a bit of problem. Because when we talk about this God, I can use all other sources, but the major source is the scripture.
That cannot possibly be true, Mfundis. What happened? How did you prove God before there were scriptures? Before the canonization of the Bible, how did we explain God? Before there was scripture, surely there was a way of explaining God to people. This person is trying to understand how you come to the conclusion that there is a God. Objectively, you cannot say you rely on scripture. It's not possible.
Okay, I get your argument. I get it very well. But when you, if you have heard in my explanation, I talked about God who communicated to Adam face to face. I don't know if you got it.
Before you talk about a communication between a God and an Adam, the very concept of an Adam presupposes that there was a creation. There are people who don't believe in creation. They believe it's just a myth. And that's what this question is asking about. I want to read it again. This person is asking, how do Christians respond to the argument that the concept of God is a psychological or sociocultural construct rather than an objective reality? So from the perspective of the person who's asking this question, you can't tell me about Adam. There is no such thing as Adam. Adam is a construct from a Bible that was constructed by society. Marx says this thing is just an opiate of the masses. So explain to somebody who has been told it's just an opiate of the masses. It's just a medicine to keep you tame.
Now, that is a philosophy.
So I need you to explain to this person without using the Bible, because the Bible is already a tool of people who believe in a God that breathes. So if you don't believe in a God that breathes, then explain to me, how do you respond to those people who say it's just a social psychological construct? It's just a social cultural construct. Explain God to that person.
Okay. To a person who doesn't believe in the Bible, yes, we can explain, but it will be very difficult for him or her to understand the fullness of God. Now, let me bring it in this way. The knowledge or the wisdom or the concept of God is attainable in no other way or from no other source except from him himself, God. So now let me bring it back, like what I said earlier about the nature. Someone who doesn't know God and he wants to prove that there is God. Last time I said, let him ask nature. Because when I say, like, how and what created the sun? If I ask in that way, what created the moon? All these things bring us back to the creator. And now we'll continue researching and finding out who created these things. And as much as we try to find out these things, it will bring us again back to the Bible to know about the one who is behind this. I talked about just our life, just a human being. Even the person who has asked this question, if I can ask him or her in this way, who is behind his success? Who is behind his life? Before he was there, before his mother, his father were there, who was there? And who created the first person on the earth? Yes, we can talk about other theories scientifically, but they do not prove that we were created by just ourselves or from other theories we understand or we know. But they still draw us to the maker. Now, the one who was there before the existence, he should be God. Because if we talk about our lives, today, if I die today, and everyone dies, what will happen after death? Is this earth going to be just empty or there'll be something? What will happen? Now, all those questions we can ask and ask. We may use all theories, but we will not prove those questions. Or we will not answer those questions. When we talk about social cultural concept, we are talking about how the society is mingling with another society, how people are interacting in the community, how the environment in the community are affecting each other, how my problems, the problems of my friend, the belief, the norms in the society are affecting our lives. It ends from there. When we talk about psychological concept, we are talking about how my physical, like biological concept, how the physical, how I'm growing up, how is it affecting my life? And it ends from there. But the question is, who created nature? Because nature itself, it reveals that there is God. So the one who has asked this question, I know, maybe he doesn't believe in the scripture or biblically, but I still want to refer the way I did last time, that let him ask nature. When you look at the house, the built house, just looking at the house, you will know that there's someone who created, I mean, who built this house, and they must be the owner of this house. But when you look at the bird flying amidst the air, then you have again to ask the same question, who created this bird? The same answer you have find to a house, you should again find it to a bird that is flying.
So, who created the bird? So what do you say to those who say the bird was not created the animals were not created, they simply evolved. How do you respond to that?
Okay. Then, to those who believe in that way, I want to respond in this way, though I have not done so much that concept, but I want to respond to them in this way. If they just happened and they started existing, can a house exist from nowhere? Because when we say that the bed, it just happened. Now, let's get the
reality. No, they don't say it just happened, Mpunis. They are saying it evolved, which means before it was a bird, as you're seeing it fly out there, it was a little bird. And from a little bird, it was an egg. And that egg was a zygote. And before it was a zygote, it was a cell. Before it was a cell, it was just an atom. And so forth and so forth. So they're saying it evolved from one thing to another, from one molecule to another.
But when we talk about molecule, we talk about the egg, it goes there until to the molecule or a cell. How the cell started?
Spontaneous combustion.
You see? Yeah, it still limits us. Even when we talk about water, they all started from water. This happened like that and that it made. But the single thing from the beginning, how did that single thing start? So we may continue proving that, yes, it just happened like this from that step to another. But we still find a single thing from the end, how that thing started.
Okay. All right. No, go ahead, Mpunis.
Okay. Still, we'll conclude without a conclusion. That's why now where supernatural belief comes in, that there is someone who is beyond that cell. I think in that cell, that's what I can answer.
Okay. Got it. Thank you very much, Mpunis. Appreciate your time and your insights. Have a wonderful day further. See you tomorrow, Mpundis.
Thank you.